HPR's Noe Tanigawa here with a look at crazy cool cat art and lots of promise on the downtown art scene.
That's right. There is a fun show going on at Fish Cake there on Oahu Street, also at South Shore Market, and it's the Manekineko Show. Now, people may not realize how familiar they are with Manekineko. They're those cats that you see all over in all these local businesses around town, the kind of white or calico-looking cats. Is this bringing an image back to your mind?
Yes.
You know, in some corner of the business, there's going to be a cat with its hat, with its paw up.
And sometimes it moves, right?
Exactly right. That's a new one. Well, I was talking with the show organizer, Miley Yawata. She's an artist and fine sculptor herself. We went on a tour of the show, and she was saying that maneki means beckoning. Neko, of course, means cat in Japanese. So these are welcoming signs, but kind of in a commercial sense. Miley says, back in the 4th century China, a cat cleaning its face and its ears with its paw was a sign of incoming wealth. So that's why that cat is there in the business you just walked into. Now, what Miley Yawata did was she gave us a tour of this show of all of these good luck cats.
So we'll start with Wendy Kim,
Oh, yeah. Who
is a clothing designer and a fabric artist, and she does amazing work.
Kim has Neko cats on banners and hanging lanterns. Now Yawata's moving toward this ethereal-looking feline. What a color, matte indigo purple.
So this wonderful piece is by Joe Rowley.
Yeah.
That may look like velvet, but it's actually a glaze that she spent years creating.
Luckily, Tia Castro's here to describe her own Manekineko. It's bristling with faux pearl beads, crystals, fur. What's your cat saying, Tia?
Come here. I wanted an enticing, almost a seductive piece behind excess. Come in prosperity, come in happiness, come in protection. But then there's also this, come here.
That is one wild-looking Manekineko right there. And there's a lot of humor in this show, too. I really like Mike Watanabe's startup Maneki. So he's got the Manekineko cat in all the phases of a startup, starting at the coffee shop, the product pitch, the bootstrapping, and everything. It's really funny. Yvonne Cheng put some of her Kappa designs on those cat figurines, and they really look sharp. Jason Teraoke has been in California lately. He does accoutrements for custom cars, and he's got a Manekineko in there. You got to see it. And we won't even discuss Esther Shimazu's Manekineko. They are crazy.
Uh-oh, X-rated?
They look like, they look like they. If you turned your back, they'd jump on you.
Okay.
Basically. So it's really fun. That show's going on again January 2nd at Fish Cake, Oahu, and South Shore Market. But I wanted to take you to another art venue that's opening up in a new way. The Downtown Art Center shop opened recently in the Gateway Plaza there. Did we ever ascertain exactly where Chinatown Gateway Plaza is? Catherine.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Mm-hmm. That pink
building. I don't know the name, but I know where it is.
Yeah, that pink building across the park by Hawaii Theater. Well, this shop is right around the corner from the Satellite City Hall now, and they've got a manager in place. She's the former manager of the Contemporary Museum gift shop up there in Makiki, Barbara Rao. She's the official manager and innovator of this new space, and she wants it to be comfortable, delightful. Right, I said, but what's going to be your edge? And her edge is definitely going to be Hawaii art. It could be especially neighbor island art. You know, she's really inviting artists around this state right now to get in touch with her now to begin to have a physical space for their work. I mean, she was just meeting with her team yesterday, painting the walls and pedestals for First Friday next week. And that's the launch for what she says is really going to be kind of an evolving process.
Most importantly, I think, if people show their art or what their wearables, whatever it is, we can tell people how to get in touch or where to find it. It is the Downtown Art Center shop because we're hoping to establish an actual gallery upstairs, immediately upstairs of the shop area since the downsizing of Linacona. There are so many artists who no longer have any place to show work. There are organizations who have no place to hold their exhibitions. And so we really need support to get the gallery upstairs moving. That's what the town really needs.
That's why Barbara said she's jumping in at the Downtown Art Center shop. She wants to create a really sturdy commercial venue there right next to the Satellite City Hall to support this incredible gallery upstairs.
But that's a great opportunity for the Neighbor Island artist. Wow.
Can you imagine? Okay, look, here's her email address right now. She said, email me now. Send me your slides. Let me see what kind of work you got. And I said, look, Barbara, I'm really interested in a lot of the clothes I see coming out of Molokai, Kauai.
Yes.
I want to see this fashion. She says, send me pictures now. It's Barbara at dac-arts.com. DAC is Downtown Arts Center. Okay, so it's Barbara at dac-arts.com. Send her your slides, because she's right. What we do need is a downtown art center like that 10,000 square foot space upstairs. Now, it's been empty for 3 years, but Sandy Pohl of Louis Pohl Gallery has been pushing to turn that huge high-ceiling space into a factory event space. And right now, the biennials, the Honolulu Biennials director and co-founder, Catherine Tudor, is getting behind that initiative. She wants to set up a year-round space to generate art activities and events. I'm telling you, this could be quite the idea. Catherine, are you serious?
Yeah, it's great.
I'm dead serious, yeah. I want to make it happen.
All right.
I mean, I've already talked to Sandy about this, and I know that the printmakers are interested in the space. Like, it's really time for us, if we're able to come together as a community and renovate that space and secure a long-term lease from city and county as an in-kind donation to our creative community. What could that two-story building be in terms of an art space? It could be fantastic.
The picture kind of coming together there?
Yeah, yeah. No, let's keep our fingers crossed that they can strike a deal.
Well, for this to work, the city's got to make an investment in the creative community. I mean, we've already talked to the people who rent that space. They said they paying the rent is a number one important. But and in developers in Kaka'ako invested in the creative community to pioneer that neighborhood. Now, the city of Honolulu can do the same to reclaim downtown and Chinatown with this Gateway Plaza second floor. It's not generating any income right now. They could consider subsidizing maybe just the maintenance, which is $1.22 a square foot, as an in-kind donation to kind of kickstart this creative activity downtown.
Yeah, interesting. See where that goes. Huh?
Possibilities, you know.
Yeah, back and forth and back and forth. Uh-huh. And maybe we'll see something develop in the new year.
Uh-huh. But let's start it with the gallery shop, the Downtown Art Gallery Shop. Mail Barbara and see if you can get your work into this gallery down in Honolulu.
Okay, if you got time, go check out those crazy cats.
Thanks so much, Catherine.
All right. HPR's Noe Tanigawa is keeping us up to date on all the changes on the art scene. To read her stories, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.